Hey everyone, Shane here. Let me tell you about my show coming up on November 24th, Saturday night over at Pops. We're calling it Riffs for Gifts. Me and my friend Lexi Schlimmer put this show together for benefiting Toys for Tots. And we invited along our friends Outrun the Fall, The Poor, Steeples, Monk and the People, The Matching Shoe, and Silent Hollow, all performing live that evening on Saturday the 24th. Along with that, we'll have some silent auction stuff. We'll have, there's rumors that Santa Claus might even be there, so I'm very excited about that. And a whole lot more other things coming up, so get involved with the show. You can find more details at popsrocks.com. And come on out. It's a $10 donation at the door, or $5 with a toy donation. So again, all this benefiting Toys for Tots, and it's going to be a great time. So come on out Saturday, November 24th, Pops, Sauget, Illinois. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, this is Lexi.
And Sid.
Of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your favorite whiskey, wine, and local craft beers. Stop by and visit them this week, Thursday, November 15th, for Eric Barnes. Friday, November 16th, Pat Liston. Saturday, November 17th, Bottoms Up Blues Gang. And I return to Naked Vine on December 11th with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase with Langen Neubacher, Devin Cahill, Jeremy Essig, and Irene Allen. So do not miss that show. It's going to be a big one. All details and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Brad.
And I'm Dave.
We're with BAM STL.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper
Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in Denny's with some guys that are going to be a part of Riffs for Gifts happening on November 24th. You guys want to go ahead and go around the mic and introduce yourselves for everyone?
I'm Brandon from Outrun the Fall.
Hi, I'm Brad Jackson from The Fighting Side and BAM STL.
I'm Dave Dorney with BAM STL.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited about this event. If anybody hasn't been following along, this is first annual, man. Hopefully, I'm making a run at one. I definitely keep this, make this an annual thing. So
yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to say first annual. Doesn't make any sense, but I'm hoping that this does become an annual event. And but yeah, Riffs for Gifts. Me and Lexi Schlemmer put this thing together. Just kind of an idea we had. We both wanted to help out, give back to the community, do a little charity work, and this is what came out of it. And we got six great bands. We got and BAM STL's jumped on board to help out also. And
Bearded Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Real beard Santa Claus.
I can't believe you guys got Santa Claus though, man. I don't know what it costs to fly Santa Claus
but
I'm glad you guys are, you know, came through. So
totally. He owes us a handful of favors.
Currency exchange is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't even imagine, but we're flying them in first class. We're giving them the, you know, the full, rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah, and, should be a good one. He's excited, so, man. He expressly just wanted to let everybody, like, no eye contact, no autographs, like, unless, until he gets in the chair.
Right.
You know, just no eye contact and no physical contact. So as long as we respect that, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm excited to see Santa there. And we got, like I said, six bands Outrun the Fall be headlining the event. But we also have Monk and the People. This will be their farewell show, they said.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they're going to call it quits. But I told them, let's do it one more time. One last chance to dance.
Yeah, totally. I love those guys.
So I'm excited to see them one more time.
Yeah.
And we have The Matching Shoe. And we have Silent Hollow, Steeples, and The Poor.
Nice.
So that rounds out the bill for the night. It's going to be
strong lineup.
Yeah. Solid.
Some hosts, right? Like some MCs.
We got Big Dave Canoy from The Ink Spot is going to help with some hosting duties. And Hamilton Alexander of Hellhound.
Mr. Hamilton.
Yeah. Well, he'll be there as well. And
are we getting Dave Candy Cane overalls? There was talk of Candy Cane overalls.
Well, there is. It would better happen now. You said it on the record, so.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, Hamilton.
There was talk of that somewhere.
Hamilton's got one of the strongest handlebar mustaches I've ever seen. I mean, it's just it's a brilliant. He's like the literal. He's the strong man in the in the leotard and with the old dumbbells and stuff. That's what I see every time I look at Hamilton. Maybe he's never done that, but that's what I see when I look at him. Yeah, so
you better wear it at the show.
Better do it now. Yeah, get weird, Hamilton. For sure.
So this again, this is all happening Thanksgiving weekend, November 24th. So after you eat all your mashed potatoes and turkey and pumpkin pie, come party with us and dance some of that off. And
yeah, do all your Black Friday shopping and
pick up an extra toy, bring it to the show. 246.
Mm-hmm. Nice and easy, man.
Or just have home delivery drop it by.
Yeah, something along those lines. Oh man.
Let's talk a little bit more about BAM STL and your guys' role in this event. Like I said, Brad's been a good friend for a while now. We've done a couple of these now. Yeah. I think it's your third.
This will be my third one, The last time we were doing it was about the River City Opry, and you came by the spot where we were setting up for our beard prom that night.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people in St. Louis know me for the Fighting Side and the River City Opry and things like that, and I think one of the things that they don't realize that is that I'm also the president of Beards and Mustaches of St. Louis. So we're a charity-based club. We volunteer a ton of time with other nonprofits, particularly in man hours. Like we send a bunch of guys out to, you know, volunteer time for nonprofits and the things they do. We've worked with Shower to the People, Churches on the Streets. We just recently, last weekend, we had the 2018 Arch Classic Beard and Mustache Competition, where we were raising money for 10th Life Cat Rescue. So a lot of things like that just around the city anytime, you know.
Lexi was a part of that as well, too.
She sure was. She made the trophies for the event, man. They were killer.
Ann was one of our judges.
Yeah, Ann was one of the judges. It was great, yeah.
Big family here.
Totally, yeah. It's all tied in. That's kind of what I love about it. Beard Club-wise, I mean, it's, you know, I think people are always like, Beard Club, man, you know, like one of those things, like Beard Club, you know. But I don't think we've ever had like a meeting where any of us talked about our beards or anything like that. You know, I mean, it's just a silly excuse for
talk about yours when you're not around.
Yeah, that's probably true, man. That's probably true. I got the beard envy. But yeah, it's just a silly excuse for a bunch of like-minded dudes to get together. And
we're primarily a social club.
Yeah.
That does a lot of charity and volunteer work in the area.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much the big deal. But, you know, putting the beard label on it gets us... We travel a lot. We go to beard competitions. We do, you know, I mean, just silly stuff like that. And it's just a good excuse, to get together. And we get to play Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So that's what we're pretty excited about. But, yeah, last weekend we raised just short of $1,000 for 10th Life, so we're excited about that. But in years past, I mean, our event has raised, you know, upwards of $6,000 in 1 year. We've donated almost $20,000 to a bunch of great charities. So
incredible.
A couple of years, so it's been pretty great. Yeah. Endless man hours. I mean, just, you know.
And we have a great time while we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Totally.
I think I think that's awesome, man. Like I said, just to have something where you're finding like-minded individuals, and then I mean, I think that's the same with like bands and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you get
four or five of us together, like at the bar at a show, right, and we immediately start talking about new guitars, right, amps. Mm-hmm. Hey, have you seen this new thing? And
totally, it's just
common interest.
You just need that one little common interest, yep, to get people together and do good stuff. And I don't really know any dude without a beard these days, so it's just like, hey, man, cool beard, come hang out and help us do charity stuff, you know, like. And that's good, man.
Actually, let's give them a plug. They've jumped on board being a part of this as well. Donated some things for our silent auction. But Brandon's become good friends with the shop out in Lake St. Louis.
Beardly Man.
We know those guys.
I went out there. My other guitar player has a friend who's a stylist there. And so
they do trims out there too, don't they?
I went and they like cleaned up my beard right before Ink Spot, which is a huge show we play every year. I always, you know, put a lot of thought into like my look because I know there's gonna be photographers and stuff like that.
Justin Gray.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He makes all of his own stuff too, and I've actually been using some of it because mm-hmm. Carly hooked me up with it, and it's good stuff.
That's awesome.
They're donating a gift box with a gift card and some products and everything. I picked out the scent myself, so it'll be a good one. Nice. They're donating that to be raffled off. Lots of good stuff. A new brush. Like, I think it's like a, I don't know, it's like a $50, $60 like kit that they sell.
Wow.
And they're donating that with a gift card. So that's
sweet.
Very nice.
For the cause, man, for the children.
Yeah.
You said Beardly because of Beardly Man thing, but I was thinking, like, when you said Justin Beardly, I was like, man, that'd be great if his last name was Beardly.
If it was just Beardly, his name on Facebook, I think, is like Justin Beardly,
Beardly Man
Gray or something like that. But I've had my company for a handful of years, so he and I talked a lot when they were getting started up, and I still have to. He invited me out to see a shop not long ago.
It's pretty kick ass. I've been spending a lot of time in there. I've become a regular.
Nice, man.
Took my son to get his first haircut or at like a real barber shop there.
Sweet.
So he don't have a beard yet. He's only five.
Right, of course.
Like, he'll get there. He'll get there.
Next year.
Yeah.
It's coming in a little bit.
Yeah, it should be fine. It is funny. My 6-year old. Yeah, how old is your son?
Five.
Yeah, I have a 6-year old son, and we talk about that. I mean, I own a beard company, so you know, this is like. For him, it's like everything we do is like the house the beard's built.
Yeah.
He's just, he looks around him all the time and it's just dudes with beards. And
my
daughter is actually like, she found out she wasn't going to grow a beard. She said, how long will my beard be when I get older? And I said, ooh. And her face just sunk to the, you know.
I had a pretty gnarly beard going for a minute. And I cut it off because of a job offer. I thought, I got to slam dunk it if I go in there like this. They're not going to hire me. And I did it. I was not happy about it. I was like, I'll get in there, I'll make friends, and then I'll grow back out.
Right.
Like, once this guy, I didn't get the job.
Totally.
I was so pissed. And when I came out of the bathroom, my son saw it gone. I took it down, like, pretty close. I didn't shave it completely off, but I took it up pretty close. He's just like, oh, what'd you do that for?
I know.
I'm like, I know, dude.
It's the worst decision ever, man. One time we... I was getting ready to move down to the Gulf Coast, and I needed to pick up some extra work before we went, and they just opened to Five Guys, and I was already, like, way too, I feel like my job history was, like, way too good to work at a Five Guy, you know, I mean, no offense to anybody that works at a Five Guys, but, you know, I'd already done some real things in my life,
so
picking up that extra work, and they made you shave, like, all the way, and I'm like I just feel like a grown-ass man, you know, and then they're like, well, you gotta shave, you know, and I'm like... So here I am, like, you know, I don't know, 26 or something like that, shaving for the first, you know, just my whole double chin, and I'm just sitting like, welcome to Five Guys, flipping
totally
burgers, like, I'm just
chin.
Like, you know, Jesus, man, just at that point, I was like, I'm never doing this, I don't care if it's the greatest job in the world, and I own a beard company, I'm financially invested in keeping this beard.
What I have found is... I tout the charity aspect of what I do a lot at work.
There you go.
So I work for a huge law firm, but they're all in favor of me keeping this and just letting it go. I don't catch any slack at all because I constantly tell them how much good I'm doing with it. They're all in favor of that.
Yeah, See, Beard Club can help you keep your beard even if you're trying to get a job.
I had a job in an office, and, like, they were cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, I still wore like my button down shirt and my slacks and stuff, but
right.
The beer was raging every day.
As a woman, that's one of the big things we do with the beer bombs and stuff. Is we try to get
good hygiene.
We try to support that corporate beer. Yeah, it's possible, man. I mean, you can do the corporate.
It's 2018.
Beer. Yeah, man.
It's a good band name too.
Yeah, corporate beard, man. Yeah. No, I've talked about it for a long time. I know we've been on beards for a minute, Shane. I'm sorry, but as it turns out, this is a topic that we're passionate about. Over here at BAM STL.
Yeah.
Corporate beard. What was I talking about? It was important. The entire concept. I think about it as far as like tattoos in the workplace, the way that used to be. It used to be completely unacceptable. And then, you know, you had to wear the long sleeves or there were the jobs that would make you wear like the pantyhose. Yeah. Like,
that's
all
why
kinds
mine are under a t-shirt.
Exactly. Most people are all like
it's
that.
It's
got to
be higher than that just because it's taboo.
Fully, yeah. And I think nowadays, I'm sure there's still some holdouts or whatever, but it's pretty common for, I mean, damn near everybody's got a visible tattoo, you know. And I think beards, it's strange that something that just grows on you that you don't pay to put on your body took longer than that. But I think it's getting like that to where it's becoming more acceptable in the workplace to rock a decent beard, you know. And I like it because they have to groom it. And that helps us. And, you know,
there you go.
On and on and on. That's great.
I had a friend, he's getting into some, I guess, some different shaving products and things.
Are you still talking about beard, Shane?
Yeah.
Jesus, man, come on.
And it's kind of the opposite. So he sells a shaving aftershave. And he gave it to me, and he's like, I would love to hear what you think of this. And I didn't. He goes, did you try it yet? And I was like, I only shaved once, and I forgot to do it.
Right.
Give me something. I'd only clean up like once a week or something. Because at my job, again, like you're saying, like nobody cares in my work. So maybe a week or two goes by.
That's how it started with me. I disliked shaving.
Right.
And was like, I'm just going to not. And I didn't for a long time. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. I kind of like this.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Hides his double chin.
We hear all the stories, and it's always like, you know, my dad had an epic beard, and he passed away, so I grew an epic beard as well, you know, and all the things. And I feel like legitimately my story, like I started staying at home with my kids, and I was like, man, shaving sucks so bad, you know, and I don't have to look like it, you know, and I grow a terrible beard, you know, I mean, it took 2 years to get it looking anywhere near decent, you know. And I'm exaggerating, but it wasn't quite 2 years, but you know, it was a good 6 months where, you know, anybody in the world would have thought I was a lunatic with just this scruff on my face, you know, whatever. So that was my excuse, staying home with the kids, you know, but it is kind of hilarious. You hear the reason that everybody grows a beard but the best reason always tends to be like, man, you just don't have to shave. It's awesome.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's coolest. Oh, yeah. You're telling me I just don't do that and I just look this awesome all the time? That's amazing. Yeah. Grow your beards out, folks.
That's
the cool thing to do. Yeah, that's it.
It becomes almost a journey after a while.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in 2.5 years, and now I'm thinking I'm eyeballing 5 years before.
Yeah, it's just like, man, what's going to happen? What am I going to look like? You know, like... that's what I thought 3 years ago, because I'm 4 years into this bad boy right here. You guys at home can't see it, but it looks about the same as it did after about a year of growing it. So it's a normal sized beard, I feel like. It's nothing crazy to write on. It's not like a 4 year. I've had friends that have we'd started growing like maybe the same day. Their beard was about twice as long. They've shaved it all the way off, grown it back out, shaved it all the way off, grown it all the way back out, and here I am still sitting here with this half-ass beard. Then you got Dave, who's just killing it.
I do have a nice Santa beard going.
Yeah.
It's a good Santa beard.
Bring it back around full circle.
The old salty Santa.
You got some fullness, yeah.
Yeah. He's the great white girth. That's what we call him.
Yeah.
They say the silver foxes in the world are horny for Dorney. That's what they say. Can I say horny for Dorney on Rock Paper Podcast, Shane?
You can now.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. There's BAM STL does sell horny for Dorney t-shirts. If anybody would like some, the proceeds go directly to BAM STL.
Man, I gotta give me one of those.
Mm-hmm. I'd wear one.
Local celebrity right here, y'all. David Dorney.
You got
Hide Your Moms.
Hide Your Moms. Yeah. On the front, it says Horny for Dorney. On the back, it says Hide Your Moms.
Holy shit. I gotta get one of these shirts.
That's a phenomenal t-shirt. Yeah. I forgot about that. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
You got 2X?
Yeah, I'm sure we can. Yeah. I'm sure we can make that happen, man. For sure.
It's good. Hide Your Moms.
Yeah, don't wear the Horny for Dorney shirt while you're being Santa Claus, though. Let's keep it age appropriate. I hear there's a family friendly event. Let's get to that topic.
Yeah, maybe you guys.
Maybe we'll distance ourselves from the last thing before we get into the family friendly, but. Just pretend like it never happened.
But, so how long, how long has beard and mustache, beards and mustaches in San Luis been around now?
2014? End of 2014. Yeah, we started in, it was October of 2014, and,
Is that right?
It was March of 2014. Yeah. So about 4 years now. Yeah.
Nice.
In that time we've gone to, like I said, we've donated over $20,000 to local nonprofits. We've traveled to, well over 100, events in other major metro areas. We go all over the place. What's the furthest we've been? We go up to Rochester, New York. We go to
Austin, Texas.
We competed Charleston, South Carolina.
World Beard Mustache Championship.
Yeah, we did. Totally did.
So we got Horny for Dorney shirts all over the world.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
The number 33 Garibaldi in the world.
In the whole wide world, number 33 right there. Man. I was supposed to judge that one, and I enjoyed the libations a little too much and wound up half asleep on a patio. Some guy gave me some chocolates. And can I tell the story right now?
Let's do
it. All right, it's fine. I know this is for the kids. So, Brad loves the kids, y'all.
Wu-Tang's for
the kids. Yeah, Bear Man Steel's for the children, y'all. But at World, somebody gave me, I guess the long and short of it was somebody was selling these edibles, these chocolate bars, and they gave me a full one with the intent, like, you know, Brad's a well-known and well-liked guy, so Brad, go walk around and give people a square to try and tell them if they like them to come over here. So I got this, and I think it was, you know, 300 milligrams, the whole thing or whatever, so every time, I'm just toasting everybody, you know, so I'm breaking them off a little piece, I'm breaking myself off a little, you know, cheers, hey, you know, have a good one, I'll see you in a bit. Walk around doing the thing, and before I knew it, it was like 140 milligrams or something. I just within 45 minutes, just completely forgot. This was the day one of the World Beard and Mustache Championship, Friday, and at some point, yeah, I found a cozy little patio, and I just 140 milligrams of the stuff of the wacky tobacco there. The giggle bush. I missed the whole day. And that was was your category that day or Saturday?
That was the next day.
Well, I still don't remember.
We barely got there in time for me to compete.
Yeah. It was a party down there in Austin, Texas, man. It was a good
some
one.
More coffee?
I would love some more coffee.
Yeah.
It was a trip, but I missed Friday of the World Beard and Mustache. I was supposed to judge that day, and I was nowhere to be found. From what I hear, I was nowhere to be found. So, it was pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That,
if you enjoy that kind of thing.
All right. That, I was actually just thinking about it the other day.
A little more cream,
if you have. More cream, okay. More tea.
Appreciate it.
Yes, please.
And
water.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I was thinking about that scene in Cheech and Chong when he's like, you just ate the most acid I've ever seen, man.
Yeah.
Hope you don't have plans for like a week.
Totally, man.
He's like, ooh.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean, whoa?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was similar to that.
Yeah, right.
Similar to that, man. Yeah. It's so easy. Some of the way they make it, it's just delicious, and you don't think about it. And I mean, I understand. You know, like I said, Brad and Bama Steel loves the children, you know? And so hide your marijuana-infused candy from the children, is all I'm saying. And And if you need to get it out of the house, cool. Bama Steel will gladly come.
It's medicinal here now.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. That is true.
We run a drop-off.
Yeah, so Bama Steel does run a drop-off for your edibles. If you need to get them out of the house, if any of your children were given marijuana-laced candy for Halloween, I heard that was a thing that was happening, and you need to get it out of the house, you can contact us via our Facebook page, and we'll send somebody to drop it. They'll be there, like, right away.
Yeah. So we'll be lining right over.
Yeah, exactly. We take this very seriously, and we'll be over right away.
My buddy Josh had a great joke he used to do in a stand-up about trick-or-treating and stuff, and unfortunately it was like back in the news again, like you're saying, some of the candy stuff, but he said his mom, like, hey, will you go to the store and get some needles for, I gotta sew up your niece's dress for her Halloween costume, and he's like, And she's like, oh, yeah, and grab a bag of those fun-sized Snickers and stuff. He's like, oh, because now I have to go to two Walgreens? And she's like, no, just get it all in one. What are you doing? He's like, I can't just go to the register having a box of needles and a bag of fun-sized Snickers.
Yeah, that's not going to pan out.
Like, I don't want to wind up on the evening news tonight. You know, I was like,
that's not going to pan out, man. No way. That's hilarious.
But I don't know. Like, I heard stories about that, though. I mean, I don't know. Like, some of that stuff I just feel like is...
Oh, it's all sensationalized, man. There's nobody in the world
who trick-or-treated for edibles. Years. Yeah. Went through shitloads of candy, and I never once came across any.
I trick-or-treated to the point where somebody gave me a beer.
Or anything.
You know, I mean, I was, you know, at 14, 15, still trick-or-treating because I'm a punk. I've had people give me a beer or something like that, you know. But can you imagine, man? I mean, well, not just America. Edibles are expensive, man.
You see that? Like, nobody's going to give their edibles away to
kids. That's the whole thing. Like, Halloween, are you out of your mind?
Fun.
I know. Like,
you're going to eat them.
Yeah. Right.
Keep the pork light off.
And
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I do want to remind the listeners, the Bama Steel loves the children. But if I had, like, a whole bag of, like, weed-infused jelly beans, I might throw one in the kid. Just, you know, just one. Like, just to...
Like, this kid's going to freak
out. Just, you know. I didn't say that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But maybe, you know, I mean, situational comedy.
Accidents happen, man.
So. You know, and they might not even know what it was. You know, that's all I'm saying. Little Billy slept real good then. This is horrible. Let's get off that topic. This is a family-friendly event, right, Shane?
Drugging children.
Right. That, again, November 24th, we'll all be over at Pop's partying.
It'll be family friendly.
Yep, raising a bunch of money for Toys for Tots. Again, this is a $10 donation at the door, $5 with a toy. So again, if you're out shopping Black Friday on,
it's gonna be unopened, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other rules besides that. I mean,
we'll probably have a Bam STL Santa gift collector at the door, maybe, or something along those lines.
That sounds good.
Make sure they're all regulation.
Picture taken with Santa.
Yep.
Bad Santa.
Yeah. We might have some of those horny for Dorney shirts for sale out of the back door. A family friendly event.
All right.
Family friendly event, but hit us up and we might be able to get you one.
Yeah. This is Pops is all ages all the time, so you can come by.
Pops is all ages all the time.
Yep. But you just got to be. Well, I think maybe there might be certain shows where it's like.
Well, of course, after a certain time. Yeah.
But yeah, after.
Well, it's.
Everybody has to be out by midnight, underage. And
it's weird. Like, when there's a show going on, it's a music venue.
Right.
Like, it's classified as a music venue, so it can be all ages. But the minute the show is over, they have to run everybody who's under 21 out because it's now a bar again.
Or a nightclub.
And so, it changes, even though, like, physically it doesn't change. Like,
sure.
The classification of what type of a place it is changes.
What do you think will...
That's how I got to explain to me once.
Yeah, I was going to say there might be certain shows where it's 18 up, but most of the nights is all ages down there. And, like, I mean, I've been down there a lot of nights. Where, do you remember that guy's name? The little blonde?
Daryl. St. Luniverse.
I'm down there rocking out, and there's, like, a six-year-old next to me headbanging, you know, right
there.
Dude,
that kid is more metal than half the metal bands in St. Louis.
Jeez. What are we going to do after? Middle of the night, Sauget, Illinois. What could we do?
Support some local businesses. Well,
probably a couple
I've
local
seen a
Sauget
Sunrise or two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, yeah.
Besides Santa Pub Crawl.
Oh, man. I bet they'd let us in for free if we were dressed like Santa.
They might.
I think we get free Santa dances. Hide your moms.
Hide your moms.
Hide your moms. Now we're in Sauget, not Brooklyn. Brooklyn. No, I don't think anybody's mom's working over in Sauget. Brooklyn, maybe.
Yeah. But again, we got, along with Santa and everything else, we do have six great bands. Like I said, Brandon's here representing for Outrun the Fall. Let's talk about this, man. You guys just wrapping up a brand new tune in the studio with Matt Amelung again?
Yeah, working with Matt. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? He's been real lucky. His health has been real good to him, and he's feeling good. And when I reached out to him, he said he would love to get us back in the studio, so that's what we did. And tracked a new song. We've been playing it live a little bit, you know, trying it out there, but I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with the end result, because obviously you get into a studio, you start dissecting the song. So coming out of there, it's a kind of a new beast. So be looking for that sometime soon. We wrapped up the tracking. I'm hoping we got it maybe by the end of the year, but maybe not. If nothing else, right after the first year.
Definitely hear it live, though.
Yeah. I mean, come out to the shows. I mean, we're playing it along with like three or four other songs that you can't hear on Spotify because we haven't tracked them yet. So, I mean, and then with this show, we've got a couple other surprises, you know, for the live show. So come on out, check that out.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just been business as usual, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for some new tunes, though, man. Like I said, those three, you have three currently available.
Yeah, the self-titled EP has been out.
Those are all out there, so grab a copy of those. But, yeah, man, I'm excited for some new tunage coming down.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, bringing in Mills into the group has kind of breathed new life into the project, you know, and at a time when we needed it most, so... Yeah. You know, the energy in the practice space is really good right now. You know, we keep, Matt calls them happy accidents. We keep stumbling on happy accidents while we were in the studio. And then it's funny because that's what happens to us when we're writing and we kind of stumble into it. And so that's when, you know, the proverbial magic is happening, you know, in the room. And it's really nice to have that going on.
Yep. Well, I'm, like I said, big... I'm going to be up there on the big stage at Pops. Plenty of room to stretch out and get a little rowdy and have a good time.
Yeah, hopefully everybody's ready to throw down at the end of the night. I mean, it's going to be a good long event, but, you know, we're gonna crank it to 11 later on in the night.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see what Rob's got for you guys on the lights, because, like, it makes everybody look awesome up there.
Oh, it's Pops. I mean, it we talk about it all the time. Every time we book a show at Pops, like, you got John on sound. You know, the lights and the changes that Rich is making there. I mean, and where else can a band go in St. Louis and get that kind of production just included with the venue?
Right.
That you're not paying extra to bring in lights and LED panels and everything and smoke machines. Like, all that's, you know, part of the show.
Yeah.
You know, and people go try and watch local bands at like a bar, so I'm not taking away from that because we've all done it, but like to get an opportunity to go watch your favorite band play somewhere like Pops, I mean, it's legit.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's gonna look awesome.
Yeah.
It's gonna bring the best out of the bands.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and like I said, John's been running sound for us for forever, so when we know he's on the board, we have no worries in our mind, you know. And is it Pops is home?
Production like
I'm gonna beat it to death because every band. Shane, you talked to so many bands. Yeah. How many times have you heard something? Pops is our second home.
Oh yeah,
home away from home. We just love playing there. You know, it's a drive, sure, for a lot of people. You know, it's a haul getting over to Sauget, but once you're there, man, it's party time.
Yeah, and hey, I mean, it's nice. Like I know it's been said a lot too. But like they give you the opportunities, man. Like they want to get out and give you a chance to, you know, play. And like, I mean, all those, there's not a lot of venues that are gonna just let local bands put on a show and like this, like, you know.
No.
I've never put on anything of this caliber, but they're like, hey, here's the time, here's the, you know, let's do it. So
yeah.
Something like that, like, I mean, to believe in me and believe in these bands and everybody else, like all of us together to give us a chance and
they treat it with respect,
right?
And that, I think that's the key thing. It's what I, it's meet
some cream.
Yeah, do you need me to top off
we're
your
good
cups?
On warm-up. Yeah, I'll take a little bit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just want half and half?
Yes, please.
All right.
This coffee break is brought to you by Denny's.
Okay.
The phenomenal wait staff here at Denny's is refilling the coffees. I was going to say, the production, you were talking about the lights and the smoke machine. The other night I ate some organic fungi at a guy's house that had a similar production. You know, there was a disco ball and a smoke machine and all the lights, and he was walking around. It just, you know, you flashed me right back to it.
Are you sure he had that, or was that after the fly kicked in?
You know, it was before and after.
It was cool, though. I just recently went and saw Clutch and Seven Dust there, and I actually had to ask. I was standing there next to John. I actually had to ask him, like, are those the house lights, or is that... did Seven Dust bring that? Because that's how good they are now. I couldn't tell the difference, to be honest. And he was like, oh no, he's like, those are theirs. He's like, they got some colors and stuff that we didn't have. He's like, but our gear is, you know, same quality. You know, they got a brand new drum riser now. Like, that's what I'm saying. Rich is, you know, improving the club, you know, daily. He respects local bands just like he does any other band, and lets them do their thing and treats the whole thing with respect. And I think that's why a lot of bands love working with
those dudes. Are good buddies with the crew over at Gaslight, where the Fighting Side calls home.
So, yeah.
JB's always talking
for sure.
Just the world of pops. We're kind of in that honky tonk realm, so we don't get over there that much. Yeah, but yeah, I hear nothing but good things about the way they treat local artists. Sure.
That's why I love that we're doing this event there.
And along with all that lighting, I plan to get a little festive with some of the production and do some decorating and things. So
yeah, dude, it's Christmas spirit. Yeah,
right. I can get some of that organic fungi if you want to get a little festive.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Next thing you know, it'll be like, y'all, my name is Brad. I know where to find it. My phone number is. I'm just kidding. Rock Paper Podcast is not for... Bam STL is for the children. We're in this event for the children. We're here to help out the children.
I'm super pumped to see The Pour, too, because those guys have been quiet for about a year now.
Yeah. So. And now, dude, they got beats on drums now, which is going to level them up quite a bit. I'm excited to play with them, honestly.
Yep. Jeff said he's got like a year's worth of energy packed, saved up, so he's ready to roll. So it's gonna be
played for a year.
Yeah, they.
That's wild.
They've been quiet, but they're back at it.
That's awesome.
So I know do you know those guys at all?
I do not. I do not.
They're kind of essentially a St. Louis supergroup. Jeff was part of a group called Crushed Blue Velvet years ago. And Jack played or was lead vocals for Brooke Royal. And Brooke Royal's back.
Yeah, they're back.
Plays guitar with The Pour, though. And Addison on guitar from Discrepancies. Steve on drums, who also formerly of Discrepancies.
Among others, yeah.
And then Pookie, Brian on bass from Cabo. So it's a good group of guys, and they're making some great music. So check out The Pour if you haven't heard that yet. So
cool.
There's and Steeples.
Steeples always makes it a party, dude.
Steeples kind of came out of Derek and Ryan, both formerly of Fivefold, that did really well in St. Louis here for about 10 years.
Wow.
And they
it's a good run anyway.
Yeah, they recently. Hung it up, and they both started Steeples together, and they're more of a pop band. Like they're definitely in that pop radio sound. They're like
I love their vocal harmonies.
Yeah.
Their vocal harmonies are sick.
They're and Ryan's
yeah.
He's got a great voice. He's a great singer. So. They're doing good stuff, and there's a bunch of great live music for free on their mixtapes they've been putting out, so check that out. You can get all kinds of it. Mm-hmm. It's all over Spotify and stuff, but you can get free CDs at the shows. And
Cool.
They're just giving it away. They want people to hear it.
That's so awesome. Yeah. That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, and then, like I said, Monk and the People, this is their...
man, I love Monk.
This is last chance to see those guys, and they're another great band, real funky, man.
Yeah,
like,
those dudes throw down the party, man.
It's going to be
amazing musicians.
It's going to be a good dance party.
Some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just talented kids, man. I mean, just, I don't mean to call them kids, but, you know, talented individuals, just in general, yeah.
And I think... and Matt will be there on the saxophone, so, like, I think we will have some horns on
there
the show.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect, man. Yeah, man. Perfect. You didn't sucker him, and Matt's going to be there on sax, and you didn't sucker him into filming anything live, making a little documentary about the event?
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You hear that, McElrath?
Yeah.
Bring the cameras, bro.
I might just put a GoPro on my head and run around.
Dude, that would be awesome. Shane Vision.
That's a strong idea.
Awesome. Yeah.
I like it.
There we go. And then the Matching Shoe, they're young guys, really doing big things too. With they're kind of got that '60s rock and roll sound, a lot of Doors and Beatles and kind of influences and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
what's the story behind that band name?
You know, I don't know.
You haven't done an episode with the Matching Shoe.
We did do an episode. I don't know if it got fully into the name, shoe. But
what could the Matching Shoe be?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll find out November 24th. We'll
all right. Ask
Silent Hollow?
Yeah, man. Silent Hollow, for sure. They're going to be kicking the party off. They're good buddies of mine for a long time now.
Yeah.
And
me and Zach have been trying to have a beer for probably going on like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And like, we just, like, the stars just never align. And every time we, like, see each other, it's like, you never grab that beer. I think this is going to be the night.
There we go.
I think that night, like, if you ask we've Santa
got,
for that.
Yeah, we've got to make it happen here.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's like this phenomenon. Like, we've been at Pops at the same time, and Zach's like, dude, let's go in and grab a beer and, like, shoot the shit. And I'm like, yes, okay, hold on, though. I'll be right back. And then, like, I don't come back. Like, that's like, we've come so close. And then something happens, and it's like, I'll be driving home later, and I'm like, shit. I did not get that beer with Zach.
Yep.
Well, so
I'm magic.
Yeah, it's going down on the 24th.
Yep. Rock Paper Podcast, making dreams come true.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I love it. But yeah, Zach's and Brent been part of doing Silent Hollow for a long time. They got a couple of new faces in the lineup now, but they great modern rock stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're definitely gonna bring some. Get it started, get the dance party rolling. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night. I'm really excited about all this. I'm excited that so many friends are a part of it. And
yeah,
we kind of mentioned with the shop donating that basket and things, we'll have a bunch of silent auction type of stuff set up on the table. So
yeah, I liked your idea for the St. Louis musician intro package or whatever.
Yeah,
St. Louis music scene
starter
intro
kits.
Yeah, that's perfect. Fighting Side's throwing in on that for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, we got a bunch of buddies that are kicking in some merch. So hopefully we'll have a bunch of these nice baskets set up, and like I plan to have this random mixture of CDs, shirts, and stickers or whatever.
Perfect,
people want to donate. And
I think Bam STL's got a couple shirts.
I got some stuff
in
for you, man.
There you go.
Roughneck's got some things we can pitch in. And all kinds of stuff.
I think
the beard side of things is covered. It's gonna be
go.
Good. Yeah.
I think Big Dave's putting together something from Ink Spot.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm not sure exactly what the...
Sucking Mr. Hamilton into donating something, man. He makes some cool
there
stuff.
We go.
Yeah.
I know Steve's Hot Dog got on board too.
Nice.
We'll have some gift certificates.
I'll be bidding on that.
There
I'm probably
go.
Gonna just buy them.
Yeah.
Now, are tickets already on sale for this event?
We're actually not doing any tickets. It's all walk up at the door, donation at the door. So, yeah.
Go.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So, I figured that'd probably be the easiest way to go about this. So, yeah.
Bring a toy half off.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Save a couple bucks and donate a toy to the cause, the Toys for Tots. So,
Toys for Tots is awesome, man.
Yeah.
I just
still
think.
Fan of sleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, obviously, you know, Bam STL is for the children.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like this is going to take a turn.
It's not going to take a turn this time. No, it's fine.
One time I dropped this acid.
No way. I'm all organic, man. I'm all organic. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that would be my story.
That would be a Dave Dorney story. If you ever get a chance to talk to Dave Dorney about drugs, do it. But BAM STL is for the children. You made it take a turn, Shane. They wasn't going to. But no, I've seen a lot of the work that Toys for Tots does, man. And it's just... it doesn't really get a whole lot better than that. You know, I mean, it's sad to not have anything, no matter the time of year, but on Christmas, you know, that one just hits home, man. I have little kids. I see their faces on Christmas morning and what it's like and what it means to them to get a gift. And, you know, I've taught them humility and all those things and, you know, to appreciate getting 10 things and not want 20 and, you know, just to imagine them, you know. It's just great that there's people out there doing that, and it's great that there's people like you and Lexi that are doing things like this.
Yeah, thanks,
so,
man.
Yeah,
it's been something for me personally. It's been something I think about a lot. Like I've been wanting to do. I didn't know it was going to be this, but I wanted to do a charity event of some sort.
Sure.
I've been trying to build up the summer shows as the birthday party for the summer.
Yeah.
I wanted to start developing something for the winter.
Sure.
And I thought, well, I wanted to do a charity event, whatever it might be. I remember, me and Lexi have become real good friends over the last couple years, and she wrote something online, including her bucket list type of stuff, and one of those was a Toys for Tots event.
Cool.
And I said, hey, let's team up and do this thing.
Like, yeah. Why
isn't
Candy Coated Evil playing?
That's a good question.
Lexi, why isn't Candy Coated Evil playing? Sydney, why isn't Candy Coated Evil playing?
I don't know.
Just remember that I asked.
I don't know if Lexi.
That's right.
Be up to it right now.
She might not be ready after that surgery. Yeah.
But maybe next year for sure, though.
Thanks for letting BAM STL be involved.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows we're all about the children.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard, BAM STL is really all about the children. So thank you for the invite.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that you guys are part of this on all the bands. Like, all my buddies that are stepped up and said, we'd love to be a part of it, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. And again, all this November 24th at Pops in Sauget, Illinois. So come on out.
It's going to be a blast, man.
If you need any more information, head over to popsrocks.com. You can RSVP to the Facebook event. We got posters and flyers everywhere, so check that out.
Lovely.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for doing this.
Dude, thanks for having us,
thanks,
man.
Yeah,
always a good time, Shane.
Thanks for Denny's for letting us hang out and all the.
What the fuck is up, Denny's? Remember that metal video?
Moon's over my hammy. That probably wasn't in your metal video, but I just added it, right?
It was a video. No, there was a video of like this metal band throwing down in a Denny's,
nice,
and like the video starts, the singer's just like, "What the fuck is up, Denny's?"
Yes.
And then, like, I read up on it later, and like turned out like it was an abandoned Denny's
nice.
That they actually threw like a concert in. But
that's
at first,
cool,
I thought like there was literally people like eating Moons Over Miami, and then this
That'd
kid's over
amazing.
Here throwing down.
Yeah, I just want to throw a shout out to. The Grand Slam. It's a phenomenal breakfast.
Super Slam.
I had the Super Slam. It was only $5.99. It was some stuff. And burnt diner coffee.
There you go.
That's
beat that.
You can't beat that, man. I mean, Denny's is where it's at.
Good company, bad coffee. What more do you want?
That's what I'm saying. Right now we're sitting in what used to be the smoking section and not smoking, so that's also, you know, a thing. Yeah, it's good.
And
it's good.
Is there a BAM STL website?
There is, yeah. Facebook. Well, facebook.com/BAM of STL. I think there's a rapper that goes by BAM STL, so our usernames are a little tricky sometimes. But BAMSTL.org is sometimes a website if we've remembered to pay for hosting. We're just so busy doing those edible pickups that we forget sometimes. We're on Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. You can just pretty much find us anywhere. And we have monthly meetings. We do monthly social events. We do monthly charity events. Whether that just be, you know, volunteering time with something, there's always something on the calendar. And we aim to have like a ton of, you know, we want to field a kickball team in the summer and we want to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's always something going on for in the beard world, you know, so. Come check out our online presence. If you feel like it, come out to a meeting. We meet on the first Tuesday of every month
Or the second.
Or the second when we get to it, but they're all through. They're all listed on our Facebook page. So, and meetings are typically like kind of Taco Tuesdays. So it's just easy enough anyway to just come out and have some tacos.
Do love tacos.
And yeah, there's just a ton of ways to get involved, or just to see if, you know, some people that are cool enough to hang out with. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we accept everybody from 5 o'clock shadows to, you know, Grand Wizard beards. So, oh, Grand Wizard is like the clan. I meant like,
yeah, hold on. Yikes.
We officially do not accept Grand Wizard beards.
Plain wizard.
Okay. I meant like, the top,
novice wizard.
The top
beards.
Wizard. Yes. Yeah.
Merlin.
Master. Yeah, Merlin okay, beards. Right. That's what I meant. Grand Wizard, you are officially uninvited. We specifically prohibit actual Grand Wizard beards. So.
And bring your kids, because we're all about the children.
Because BAM yeah. STL loves the children.
Yep.
So, yeah. Appreciate you having us on, Shane.
Yeah, man.
Sorry we're such a mess.
This is exactly what I was hoping it would be.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, you got us.
This was great. And again, Outrun of the Fall, Facebook, Instagram now.
You notice that? We're coming up with the times.
Yeah, catching up.
Not me, I'm too old, but someone else in the band is doing it.
And you can download those Instagram tunes iTunes and whatever.
I don't even know what the... our password is.
Yeah, check it out. Keep an eye out for the new stuff. It's coming soon.
New tunes. All right.
Google me.
Thanks, guys.
Dude, thanks for time, buddy.
See you all November 24th.
Adios.
Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.